Good afternoon. This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Anita O'Day in Chicago to start things off, 1952 for Mercury Records.
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey. As I've hitched and hiked and grifted too, from Maine to Albuquerque, but society spins too fast for me. My whole Bohemia is the place to be. Too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem with hermits and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair, live without care. I'm broke, it's oak, hate California, cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. Thank you. I like the free fresh wind in my hair, life without care. I'm broke, it's oak, I hate California, cold and it's damp, that's why the ladies are tramp. I like the free I've got a household and no house. I've got the north of no hope, no mouse, no house blue. I've got a floor mat, but I ain't got no floor. Better than the other, I've got a doorknob, but I ain't got no door. Better than the other, I've got a teapot and no tea. I've got a keyhole and no key. Got the no floor, no door, no tin, no key blue. Oh, I've got a right to cry, and do I cry? Why, yes, indeed. Cause I haven't got a lot, and what I've got I sure don't need. I've got a soap dish, but I ain't got no soap. Bitterly outta, I've got a hope just. No mouse, I've got a household, no house. I've got the no soap, no hope, no mouse, no house blues. A lot, and what I've got I sure don't need. I've got a soap dish, but I ain't got no soap. Bitterly order, I've got a hope chest, but I ain't got no hope. Bitterly order, I've got a mouse trap, no mouse. I've got a household, no house. I've got the no soap, no hope, no mouse, no house. No floor, no door, no tea, no key blues.
Anita O'Day. Anita O'Day in Chicago, 1952 for Mercury Records. The Lady is a Tramp, Rodgers and Hart from 1937, musical Babes in Arms. And No Soap, No Hope Blues, Richard Adler and Jerry Ross. I'm sure familiar to you if you know the Pajama Game and Damn Yankees. With her, Roy Kral playing the piano, Earl Backus guitar, Johnny Figo on string bass, and Red Lineberg on drums. Anita O'Day, Mercury Records, 1952. Same year, Stan Getz, tenor sax, Duke Jordan on the piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Bill Crow bass, Frank Isola on the drums. Starspell on Alabama by Frank Perkins. And The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stan Getz, his tenor saxophone, 1952 for Mercury Records, Star Spell on Alabama, and The Way You Look Tonight. Duke Jordan piano and Jimmy Rainey on the string bass. Bill Crow, excuse me, on the guitar, Bill Crow on string bass, and Frank Azzola playing the drums. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Well, let's see now. Look at my notes here. Let's go back to 1932, Brunswick Records and the Boswell sisters. Martha Boswell, Connie Boswell, and Vette Boswell. They were very important as the form of this art developed. They had a great place, and particularly the genius of Martha, who played the piano and did the arranging for them. Now, it might not seem like much, but you have 3 minutes to tell your story. And you have other people involved, musicians behind you, and so on and so forth. It's really something. Was That the Human Thing to Do? Written by Sammy Fain and Joe Young. Put the Sun Back in the Sky by Irv Cahal and Joe Meyer. With them, Bunny Bergen and Manny Klein trumpets, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet and alto, Harry Hoffman violin, Martha on the piano and arranging this, Dick McDonough playing guitar, Joe Tarto string bass, Stan King drums.
That anyone in their right mind could ever treat another human so unkind. Didn't you sneak away and leave a note behind? Was that the human thing to do? Always thought that yours was such a heart of gold, but after I was sold on all the tales you told, didn't you let your kisses turn from hot to cold? Was that the human thing to do? Now I'm not trying to patch things up. What's been done must be. Lord, I wouldn't even treat a pup the way you treated me. How could anybody be so darn unfair? You let me hang around till I learned to care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me crying there? Was that the human thing to do? You say forgiveness is divine, but all the sweet things that you may say can't mend this heart of
understood.
won't you tell me, how could anybody be so darn unfair? You let me hang around till I learned to care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me crying there? Was that for you the thing to do? Was that for you the thing to do? If you're happy blowing bubbles, you keep right on blowing bubbles, though the world may laugh at you. But if you find that blowing bubbles helps to chase away your troubles, that's just the thing for you to do.
We've got blue sun back in sky, teach a little bluebirds just how to fly. We'll start them winging and you hear them sing, singing once again. We've got to put that smile back on each bass pedal. Good cheer every place, all you do is keep humming, cause spring is coming, coming to the lane. Oh, sing a little crude little tune. Oh,
ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
We've got to put the sun back in the sky, teach a little blue bird just how to fly, to make an I love you song of each blue song, just as the time goes by.
Just keep right on smiling when trouble's knocking at your door. All you do is keep on smiling, your trouble's bound to go.
That's something, I mean, really something. All the drama in there and the change of the tapestry. Martha Boswell putting that together for Connie and Vet and the musicians involved. Bunny Berrigan, Manny Klein, trumpets, Tommy Dorsey, trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet and alto, Harry Hoffman, violin. Martha on the piano, Dick McDonough playing guitar, Joe Tarto, bass, Stan King, drums. Was that the human thing to do? And put the sun back in the sky. Brunswick, 1932, the Boswell sisters. 1940 now, Earl Hines went to the Bluebird, Victor Bluebird label recording. And in 1939, Coleman Hawkins had done Body and Soul, and everybody went crazy about it, as they should. It's an incredible solo on tenor saxophone, quite a mark. And Earl Hines and everybody else is trying to do Body and Soul, see what they can do with it. So Hines says, yeah, I'll do that. So he's going to play for you Body and Soul by Johnny Green, and then one that Hines wrote called, and I love the title, child of a disordered brain.
Thank you.
Earl Father Hines, that's F-A-T-H-A, Earl Father Hines, 1940, Bluebird Records, Body and Soul by Johnny Green, and Child of a Disordered Brain, written by Earl Hines. Beautiful title and beautifully played, all that stride. Hines was in the avant-garde at the beginning, and then a band leader, brilliant band leader for, I don't know, 15 years, something like that. Then smaller bands. Then he went back with Louis Armstrong and then played traditional jazz in San Francisco for a long time. All of it worthwhile. Very much so. Charlie Parker, 1951.
Thank you. your return. There won't be no dishes to leave in the sink, no roast in the oven to burn. Like that one-way bottle, I'm a one-way gal. No deposit, no return. If you change course like an untamed horse, I'm not the one for you. If I take your brand, dear, please understand, I'll wear it my whole life through. I won't give a listen without that ring. If it's for youngins you yearn, like that one-way bottle, I'm a one-way gal. No deposit, no return. Deposit, no return, no return. Well, here I am, alone again, all by myself, without a friend. I wonder why you've gone. I wonder why you've stayed so long. Where shall I go? No one I know. Stroll through the park, taking a show. I'm feeling low and so blue. I wonder what's become of you. And I know I should, and if I could, I really would, just go ahead and forget you, but it don't do me no good, too blue to cry, too mean to die, I wonder why you said goodbye, and left me here so blue. I wonder what's become of you. I wonder what's become of you.
Four for you in that set, starting off with Charlie Parker, his alto saxophone, 1951 for Mercury Records. Star Eyes, written by Gene DePaul and Don Ray. And a blues by Charlie Parker called Au Privé. Miles Davis trumpet, Charlie alto, Walter Bishop piano, Teddy Kotick bass, Max Roach on the drums. 1951, Mercury Records. Martha Davis, 1951 for Coral Records, her piano and her voice. No Deposit, No Return by Debbie Davenport, Tom Matheson, and Freddie George. And What's Become of You, written by Jimmy O'Neill. And there have been arguments in my group all these many years about who the tenor saxophone is, saxophonist. And I'm not sure any more than anybody else did, but I think it's a rather subdued Big J. McNeely, if any of you remember him. But it's a fine work on tenor. Martha Davis, and before that, Charlie Parker. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sound Sleep Health. The goal of the physicians at Sound Sleep Health is to help patients with sleep disorders get a deep and restful night's sleep. Sound Sleep Health now offers in-home diagnostic testing. More info at soundsleephealth.com.
Now to one of the great early drummers, Warren Baby Dodds. In 1945, Blue Note, that wonderful record company. Wonderful for all kinds of reasons. One is they had all kinds of different artists that they recorded, and why not? I mean, we're all different. And they asked Baby Dodds, would you put together a band? And he did. Albert Nicholas, clarinetist, Art Hodes, pianist, Wellman Broad, who had spent many years playing bass in Duke Ellington's orchestra, and Baby Dodds on drums. Feeling at ease of blues and high society by New Orleans band director Armand J. Perrone.
Thank you.
Baby Dodds, Warren Baby Dodds, 1945, for Blue Note Records, Feeling at Ease, a blues, and High Society, written by Armin J. Perrone, Albert Nicholas, clarinet, Art Hodes at the piano, Wellman Broad, string bass, and Dodds on the drums. I'm going to get to Baby Dodds' beginnings and another version of High Society. But first, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Baby Dodds was in King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, and then, depending on the record company, King Oliver's Jazz Band and all of that. Same band, essentially. And all of it done in 1923, and all very important because it was the matrix of the developing of Louis Armstrong, who played second cornet to Joe Oliver's first cornet. He was the band leader. Honoré Dutré played the trombone. Johnny Dodds, the clarinet. Lillian Harden, to be Mrs. Armstrong, playing the piano, banjo, and vocal break. And done by Bud Scott. And the drumming, of course, by Warren Baby Dodds. We will hear High Society Rag. It was originally called Rag because of the sections it was of ragtime form. And then one also written by Perrone called Snake Rag, King Oliver's Jazz Band, Chicago, sometime in June 1923. Thank you. King Oliver's Jazz Band, Chicago, 1923. High Society Rag by Armand J. Perrone, and Snake Rag, also by Perrone. And that was New Orleans music. That was the New Orleans sound that had been going on for dozens of years. We really don't know how long. Collective improvisation. You just all get together and you just do your thing. Now, there is a form to it, of course, but not a lot, and they remembered that. And I suppose that jazz developed in part by the fact that you didn't know. You know, there was nothing controlling you, in a sense. So you just start going. And that's what a solo is. King Oliver's Jazz Band, 1923. That's high art. That's collective improvisation at its finest. Probably later on, one of the great collective improvising bands was the Modern Jazz Quartet, and others that have come along, too. Getting musicians from one place to another, very important thing, and there's a book out which I highly recommend to everybody. That has to do with the Great Migration in America. And the author is Isabel Wilkerson. Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. It's called The Warmth of Other Suns. And that comes out of Richard Wright's writing. And it's about the migration. Random House, 2010, just last year. 622 pages, and worth every page. It's called The Warmth of Other Suns, The Great Migration of America, Isabel Wilkerson. And in that, of course, it's not going to be dealing with jazz per se, but it's going to be talking about work and being able to survive, and that kind of motion. And I recommend it. Later on, King Oliver had a band that was bigger. He stayed in Chicago after Louis Armstrong left and went off on his little river that became huge, of course. But Oliver retained the style of New Orleans. Well, here too, with King Oliver's Jazz Band, 1926, also in Chicago, this time for Vocalion, Too Bad, written by Billy Myers and Elmer Schobel, and Snag It, a classic by Joe Oliver. Thank you.
Captain, I mean you must be cruel. Captain, Captain, I see you must be cross. When it's 12 o'clock and you wanna go.
Cornet, known as King Oliver, his jazz band. Chicago 1926 Vocalion Records, Too Bad and Snagit, the last one, a famous blues by Oliver, and he takes all the breaks. That is where other people stop, and you get a chance to shine a little bit there. Others, Barnaby Guard playing clarinet and tenor, Kid Ory on trombone, Richard M. Jones doing all the vocal encouragements, Bud Scott, banjo, Paul Barberin on drums, Bert Cobb playing tuba, Albert Nicholas, here again, playing the soprano, and Billy Page, who played alto in that band, did the arrangements of both Too Bad and Snagit. As happens in art, people copy in a way as a sign that they like what you're doing and they want to do some of it and go from there on their own. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy did a recording 2 years, 4 years later in Chicago, 1930 for Brunswick. And Mary Lou Williams, longtime pianist with Kirk's band and arranger of Snagit, and Lawrence Freeman, the tenor saxophone in this band, and his Sweet and Hot. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. Thank you. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, 1930. Brunswick Records, Snag It by Joe Oliver, and Sweet and Hot by Lawrence Freeman, the tenor saxophonist in that band. Others doing wonderful work, Alan Durham, trombone, Kirk, playing tuba, and John Harrington's beautiful clarinet. And hats off to Mary Lou Williams, who for years played the piano in that band and did arranging. And there did. Gene Prince, trumpet player, and superb big band drumming by Ed McNeil. I talked to Johnny Hodges one time about drummers, and he said, I don't want to hear them. I want to feel them. And there's something about that. You get that lift without it clobbering you at the same time. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, Chicago, 1930, Brunswick. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sound Sleep Health. The goal of the physicians at Sound Sleep Health is to help patients with sleep disorders get a deep and restful night's sleep. Sound Sleep Health now offers in-home diagnostic testing. More info at soundsleephealth.com.
Now to John Hendricks, who you may remember from his wonderful work with Lambert Hendricks and Ross. That is, Dave Lambert and John Hendricks and Annie Ross. And their vocal improvisations were wonderful. And John did work on his own, as you will hear here. He is backed by and surrounded by Pony Poindexter playing his alto saxophone, Wes Montgomery, his guitar, Fender Electric bass player Monk Montgomery, and Walter Bolden playing the drums. What Hendricks did so fantastically was that he could make up a song, the lyric, just on the spot. And he worked well with Gigi Grice, alto saxophonist and composer. These two were written by Grice and improvised lyric by John Hendricks. Music in the Air and Social Call.
Music in the air can be heard wherever you go. Every beast or a tree can conceivably be a song you know. Music in the air can be heard all over the town. Every tweet of a bird has an often unheard melodic sound. Old Mother Nature wrote a symphony tune that she plays in a number of ways. And the whole world is a wonderful place that makes you so delighted to face that music in the air. It relieves your worry and care. You will never feel low just as long as you know there's music in the air. Thank you.
Oh, Mother Nature wrote a symphony tune that she plays in a number of ways in the whole world. A wonderful place that makes you so delighted to face that music in the air. It relieves your worry and care. You will never feel low just as long as you know there's music in the air. To pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that song. Lately I've thought lots about you, so I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days we used to have a ball? Not that I'm lonesome without you, I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say things aren't just swell, but to tell the truth, I haven't been too well. If I should try to kiss you, promise that you won't stall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. I lie and say things would just swell, but to tell the truth, I haven't been too well. If I should try to kiss you, promise that you won't stall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. Simple social call. How do you do that?
There you have it, John Henricks, improvising vocalist, creator, in high order there, with Pony Poindexter playing the alto and Montgomery Brothers, that is, Wes, playing guitar, and the Fender electric bass by Monk Montgomery, and Walter Bolden playing the drums. Two compositions by G.G. Grice, lyric by John Henricks, Music in the Air, and Social Call. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Shearer Painting, a full-service painting contractor serving Seattle for over 20 years. Information on VOC Paint and articles that can help distinguish VOC fact from fiction are available at ShearerPainting.com.
And now, for your listening enjoyment, Phineas Newborn, Jr.
Thank you.
Phineas Newborn Jr., solo piano, 1956, for RCA Victor Records. A rare one by George Shearing. I don't know any other place other than Shearing playing it. She Means Everything to Me. And Autumn in New York by Vernon Duke. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Virginia Mason Medical Center, where physicians and scientists are committed to treating today's health problems and researching tomorrow's cures. Online at virginiamason.org.
Go down where my baby, she's done left this town.
Gone away, that's what.
If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today,
oh doctor,
if I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my grip, gonna make my getaway, make my getaway, St. Louis, woman, with all your diamond rings. Leave my poor heart round by her apron string. If it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, you know this gal I love, she wouldn't go so far from.
Tell me about the women in your life, Brother Red.
Well, a black-headed gal makes a freight train jump a track. I said a black-headed gal makes a freight train jump a track. But a long, tall gal would make a preacher ball a jack. I'd set a blonde-headed woman make a good man leave this town. Yes, I said a blonde-headed woman would make a man, good man leave this town.
just you count the days I'm gone.
Bird had a gal way down in Tennessee. Now she told Lucian all about evolution. She was sitting down on his knee. Well, one fine day she got gay and started stepping out. Then old Lucian started a revolution. The neighbors all could hear him shout.
What do you say, Trent?
He said, evolution, mama, evolution, mama, don't you make a monkey out of me. Well, evolution, mama, don't you think you got me up a tree? Why, I remember the time you had me nice and tame. I was eating right out of your hand. Now, some fine day, I'm gonna take that aim and knock that peanut whistle right off your stand. Evolution, mama, listen what I get you told. 'Cause what I'm gonna tell you is gonna make your blood run cold.
Double cold, Red.
Well, ain't half man and I ain't half beast, but I can do you more good than this here store-bought yeast. Well, evolution, mama, don't you make a monkey out of me.
Shakes this family tree, will you?
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me at Fleischhacker Zoo the other day. Evolution, mama, sweet smelling mama, don't you make a monkey out of me. Well, evolution, mama, don't you think you got me up a tree? A mighty slippery tree. I do recall the time you had me nice and tame. I was eating right out of your hand. But one fine day, I'm gonna take that aim and knock that peanut whistle right off your stand. Evolution, mama, come here, mama, listen while I get you told. Well, what I got to tell you is gonna make you feel mighty old. It's gonna make your blood run cold, because I got me a razor, got me a gun. I'm gonna carve on you if you stand still, shoot you if you run. Evolution, mama, don't you make a monkey out of me.
I feel so lonely, I'd give the world if I could only make you understand. Now, it surely would be grand. I'm gonna tell her for my baby, ask her won't she please come home. 'Cause when she's gone, when she's gone, I'm worried all the time. Now, baby, won't you please come home? You left your poor daddy all alone. Many times I've cried in vain, never more to recall your name. Since you left, you broke your daddy's heart. You know that happens every time that we're apart. Every hour of the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Your daddy needs you. Baby, won't you please come home? Time that we're apart. Every hour of the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? To the front door, baby, won't you please come home?
Turk Murphy and his San Francisco or Frisco jazz band. I'm sure the people in San Francisco hated that. San Francisco, 1953 for Columbia Records. Turk playing trombone and singing on clarinet and singing Bob Helm and that wonderful abstract clarinet sound of his. Trumpet work, Bob Short, and when he wasn't playing trumpet, Freddie Cruz came in to play tuba. When he was playing trumpet, Freddie Cruz played tuba, and when Bob Short decided not to play the trumpet, then he would also play the tuba. Wally Rose playing piano, Dick Lammy on banjo. Turk Murphy, St. Louis Blues, W.C. Handy, Evolution Mommy, Haywood Dasher, and Baby Won't You Please Come Home, Clarence Williams and Charles Warfield. That style is part of the revival that occurred in this art. That is, sometime in the late 30s and 40s in there, getting into the 40s, and particularly after World War II, there was a great revival for the music of the 1920s, the New Orleans stuff that you were hearing earlier on this program, King Oliver for one. And so Turk Murphy was one of the San Francisco revivalists who came through first by being with Lou Waters' Yerba Buena jazz band, patterning itself after King Oliver's Creole band. And Turk continued with that, and it had this nice hard drive to it. And now for a romantic drive. Moonlit Night. Here's Miles Davis, 1963, and his version of Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's fun to chase a tune like that and take one and have different people involved in presenting it to you. And in that case, Turk Murphy's 1953 version of Baby Won't You Please Come Home and Miles Davis' 1963 version of Baby Won't You Please Come Home with Miles, Victor Feldman on piano, Ron Carter bass, Frank Butler playing the drums. Let's see, where are we now? I'd like to do the same thing with Basin Street Blues. That is two different versions of it, different style versions. Bobby Hackett and his band from 1955 for Capitol Records are going to do Basin Street Blues. Spencer Williams wrote it, and then he asked Jack Teagarden and Glenn Miller, two trombonists, to supply lyric, and they did, a little while after Williams had written it. And Jack Teagarden will be doing the honors of singing and playing his trombone on Basin Street Blues. And then to 1970, BASF Records and Oscar Peterson's solo piano version of Basin Street Blues.
Won't you come along with me along the Mississippi? We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. Band there to meet us, old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet, a heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where all good friends always meet, in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems, or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, we where her welcome streets welcome me, and where I can lose my Basin Street Blues.
Ha ha ha.
you're glad you came with me. Along the Mississippi, you saw the place where the folks all meet. Look out, folks, I'm gonna take a trombone coda.
Basin Street Blues, written by Spencer Williams and lyric by Jack Teagarden and Glenn Miller. First up, cornetist Bobby Hackett and his jazz band for Capitol Records, 1955. Trombonist Teagarden singing and playing trombone. Matty Matlock got some work on his clarinet, and Bobby, of course, on his cornet. Then a jump to 1970, Oscar Peterson solo piano and his version of Basin Street Blues. Interesting to do. I'd like to do the same thing with Dinah, written by Harry Akst, A-K-S-T, Akst, 1924. Sam Lewis and Joe Young did the lyric. The Boswell sisters, I'd like to get back to them. Martha doing the arranging and playing the piano. Solo voice, Connie, an assisting sister Vet, Brunswick Records, 1934 in Los Angeles. Guitar work behind them, Bobby Sherwood. Boswell sisters, Dinah.
Is spreading all about a wind. I hear the church bells ringing. That's why my heart keeps singing. Is there anyone fine in the state of Carolina? If there is, and you know her, show her to me, Dinah. With her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Dinah, if she wandered to China, I would hop an ocean line. Just to be with Dinah Lee. Oh, Dinah. Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? Carolina, Dinah, Carolina, Dinah. Oh, if there is, why don't you show her some Lee? Oh, you lick the eyes blazing. Talking about you, Dinah Lee, I love to sit and gaze in. Love to spend my days in looking into the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with pride? Because dynamite changed your mind about me. Dinah, about me. Dinah, my sweet Dinah. If you wanted to China, repeat China, I'd hop an ocean liner. Dinah, bum, dinah, ho. I'd hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee. Thank you.
Composition from 1925, done by the Boswell Sisters, 1934. That's Martha, Connie, and Vet, or Brunswick. Bobby Sherwood helping out on the guitar, Martha doing the piano work and arranging. Then the Quintet of the Hot Club of France in Paris, 1934, for Ultraphone Records. Stefan Grappelli, violin, Django Reinhardt, solo guitar, Roger Chaput, and Joseph Reinhardt, rhythm guitars, and Louis Vola, playing string bass. And one more version of Dinah, 1939. The reason I'm coming in here now, because I want them to play three tunes. Lionel Hampton's 1939 Band for Victor, with Benny Carter playing trumpet, Edmund Hall clarinet, Coleman Hawkins tenor saxophone, Hamp playing the vibes, Joe Sullivan, piano, Freddie Green, guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Zooty Singleton on drums. They're going to do their version of Dinah. Then J. Russell Robinson and Con Conrad singing the blues, and Walter Donaldson's My Buddy. I have to remind myself to remind you that so much of this art is, was in association with dancing. And I just had a phone call. Guy said, keep it up. We're dancing all over the place out here. Move back the furniture. Lionel Hampton, his vibes at his orchestra, Victor Records, 1939. Dinah, Singing the Blues, and My Buddy, written by Walter Donaldson. Benny Carter playing the trumpet. Edmund Hall, the clarinet. Coleman Hawkins, tenor saxophone. Ham playing vibes. Joe Sullivan from Chicago playing piano. Freddie Green, guitar. Artie Bernstein, bass. Zooty Singleton from New Orleans playing drums. Lionel Hampton. I want to chase my buddy. Jimmy Rolls with Stan Getz, Buster Williams, and Elvin Jones. That's tenor, bass, and drums, respectively. He's going to sing it for you and play the piano.
Nights are long since you went away. I think about you all through the day. My buddy, my buddy, your buddy misses you. I miss your voice, the touch of your hand, and just to know that you understand. My buddy, my buddy, your buddy misses you. Know that you understand. understand, my buddy. My buddy, your buddy, misses you. Beautiful girls walk a little slower when you walk by me. Lingering sunsets stay a little longer by the shining sea. Children everywhere, when you shoot at bad men, shoot at me. Take me to that strange enchanted land. Grown-ups seldom understand. Wandering rainbows leave a little color for my heart to own. Stars in the sky stay a little longer till the night has flown. And let the music play as long as there's a song to sing. And I will stay younger than spring. Wandering rainbows leave a little color for my heart to own. Stars in the sky stay a little longer till the night has flown. And let the music play as long as there's a song to sing. And I will stay younger. I will stay younger. And I will stay younger than spring.
Jimmy Rolls at the piano, excuse me, and singing. Stan Getz, tenor. Buster Williams, bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. My Buddy, written by Walter Donaldson, lyric by Gus Kahn. And This Is All I Ask, a masterpiece by Gordon Jenkins. All that 1975, Columbia Records. Rolls made a great duet with Benny Goodman in 1947 of Hoagie Carmichael's Lazy River. Jimmy Rolls on piano and Benny Goodman clarinet, a duet from 1947 for Capitol Records of Hoagie Carmichael's Lazy River. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Fred Maxey's Ballard Auto Licensing, offering online tab renewal for vehicle and boat registration. Online tabs received in the mail as early as the next business day. Ballard Auto Licensing, 2232 Northwest Market Street. Open till 6 daily, except Sunday. Tacoma's Foss Waterway Seaport, inviting the community to the grand opening celebration of Wheels, Whistles, and Wonder, June 11th. A new exhibit showcasing the sights, sounds, and beauty of Puget Sound's steamboat era. Details at FossWaterwaySeaport.org.
I'd like to thank my friend and fellow discographer, Ed Linebacker, for getting me these transcriptions. I've known Ed for a long time. He used to have Mr. E Books in the Pike Place Market, a wonderful bookstore and record store, for many years. and now lives out on Bashan Island, and we communicate about various things that he's into, musically and otherwise, and having fun with that. And he was able to get some Ellington Capital transcriptions for me in good condition. Sometimes they're not very good, and these are excellent. All from 1946, we will hear Moon Mist, written by Duke's son, Mercer Ellington, then Duke Ellington's Someone, and then Vincent Eumann's T for Two.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington in Los Angeles, 1946, for Capitol Transcriptions. Moon Mist, written by Mercer Ellington, with Ray Nance violin solo, Johnny Hodges alto, Lawrence Brown trombone. Ellington's own Someone, Hodges alto, Brown trombone, Ray Nance on trumpet. And Vincent Newman's T for Two, Ellington's piano, Oscar Pettiford's bass, and Taft Jordan on his trumpet. I'd like to go out today with a blues to get you warmed up for John Kessler and his wonderful All Blues program coming up. This is Joe Turner and his Flycats.
Girls and everything is really all right. Yes, I've been to Kansas City. Girls and everything is really all right. See the boys jump and swing until broad daylight. Night, I was standing on 18th and Vine. Yes, I dreamed last night. I was standing on 18th and Vine. I shook hands with Piney Brown. From crying. Now come to me, baby. I want to tell you I'm in love with you. Please come to me, baby. I want to tell you I'm in love with you. Because you understand everything I do. I want to watch you, baby, when the tears roll down your cheek. Yes, I want to watch you, baby, when the tears roll down your cheek. I want to hold your hand, tell you that your time can't be beat. Tell you that your time can't be beat.
Joe Turner singing for you, Kansas City style, Piney Brown Blues, written by Turner and the pianist there, Pete Johnson, 1940 for Decca, noodling in the background, Hot Lips Page, playing his trumpet, Eddie Bearfield clarinet, Don Stovall alto, Don Bias tenor, John Collins guitar, Abe Bolar string bass, and A.G. Godley playing the drums. That's a blues for you. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.